The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another episode of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. What if I told you that you can get prizes, actual prizes, just for reading? That's a true story. Summer reading program at the Omaha Public Library is about to kick off, and Emily Getchman, marketing manager for the Omaha Public Library, joins me on Live and Local. Emily, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to talk about summer reading today.
This program's been going on for a while now. What year is this, do you know?
I mean, it's over 100 years, so it goes so far back that I couldn't even begin to tell you. I'd have to go digging into the archives. It has been going on for so long, and we just embrace this program every year because this is about reading for fun. Kids and adults and teens, we all have to read for school or for work all year, and then summer is about reading what you want and reading for fun.
So truly, while we were settling the West, we were also giving out prizes for reading.
The prizes may have been like, you know, a stick of gum. They weren't as exciting as they are now. And sometimes it was just the pride of I accomplished my reading goals. I think a lot of that, you know, kids filled out their logs back in the day. They'd turn them into the librarian. Maybe they got a sticker. But we've kind of upped our game on that. So there are a lot of more fun incentives for reading now.
Can you outline how the program goes? OmahaLibrary.org is the website. And
correct.
If people want to sign up for the summer reading program, what happens and what do they do?
Sure. Yeah, it's actually super easy. So like you said, they can go to the website, omahalibrary.org. They can sign up there or they can sign up at any of their 12 branches. So I want to emphasize all 12 locations are open. People are still asking, have you guys reopened yet? We've been open for quite some time and we do invite people to come back into our libraries so they can come in and sign up and browse for books while they're there. But once they're signed up, kids and teens are going to automatically get a free book. So they don't even have to start yet. They'll have a book to get started with. They're going to get a free book just for signing up. And then from there, they read or listen to 10 hours. And they can log their time either on a paper log. We also have an app that they can log their time. And once they've completed their 10 hours, they can redeem that for more prizes. So, and the adults can get those prizes as well.
It's not even a matter of completing X amount of books or listening to X amount of audiobooks. It's putting 10 hours in from June 1st to July 31st. If you spend 10 hours doing this, you have logged one prize.
Right. And that's the, you know, we've kind of learned that it's not about the number of books. Everybody reads at a different pace. And you know, if you read like a kid's book, that you could read that 50 times and it would still only take you maybe 45 minutes. So it's not about how many books, it's about the time that you put in. The whole point of summer reading is to keep your minds fresh over the summer while kids are out of school. You know, we don't want them to have that summer slide where they kind of go backwards in everything that they've learned. They want to keep their minds fresh and keep them sharp and keep them entertained and keep their imaginations active. And the reason we continue this for adults is because they set the best example for their kids. So if they're reading, their kids might be reading. And that's why we do all ages for this program.
So I just want to reiterate, it's not just reading. If you listen to audiobooks, you can also do e-books versus hardcover or paperback books. And you have something here called Playaways. What's a Playaway?
A Playaway is like a preloaded book on an MP3 player. So you can just come in and get the book. It's all loaded up, and you can just put your earbuds in and listen to it while you're walking around town or wherever. So that's like just a super easy on-the-go option.
All right. Now, someone has spent 10 hours participating in either reading or listening to these different books, these different stories. They've been transported to these different worlds. They've filled out their voucher. What are some of the prizes they have a shot at getting?
They can get their choice of a clear stadium bag because things are opening back up and you're going to need your clear bag to get into places. They can pick a water bottle, a backpack, or a pencil case. And then they will also get a voucher for a free book from the Friends of the Omaha Public Library book sale, which we hope those are getting up and starting again soon. And then they will also be put into an entry for drawings for gift cards to fantastic places around town. And then kids and teens are also eligible for a voucher to a Storm Chasers game.
Those are big-time prizes. I mean, that's a long ride away from the Pioneer stick of gum we were just talking about.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, you know, and this is just for reading, which hopefully they're doing anyway. So just registering and saying, yeah, I did my time. Like, it's pretty cool that you just get to have some rewards, even though you're already rewarded by reading, but just getting a little bit of an extra something.
It is the free annual summer reading program. Do you need a library card to do this?
You don't have to have a library card. We do encourage it, obviously, because we want you to be able to check out all the books, but you don't have to have a library card, no. And we also have all the programs that normally we'd have them in person, but because we plan for this so far in advance, we actually are doing all of our programs this summer virtually, but there is a full calendar, and you can find that on our website at omahalibrary.org of so many different fun things to do. A lot of it's interactive, so it's not just going online and watching a recording. It's, you know, you're going to be listening to a storyteller. You're going to be doing Q&As with authors. There's a lot of really fun stuff that we have lined up this summer.
She is Emily Getchman, the marketing manager for the Omaha Public Library, omahalibrary.org. Get into the summer reading program, expand your mind, and win prizes. Emily, thanks so much for spending time with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.